This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. It really is a simple question. Have we just gone too far in regards to A, the Endangered Species Act, and B, DEI, or Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion? I think any person in their right mind would come to the conclusion that yes, we have definitely gone too far. Oh, sure, many people, including the vast majority of those designating themselves as liberals, would argue that no, we haven't gone too far and there's much more that needs to be done to save our endangered species. And I would suppose they lump the homeless in that same category. Are they right? I don't think so. I do think that our excessive focus on the endangered species and the hell-bent acceptance of DEI practices are frankly the major problems in our society today. Sure, according to recent surveys, the number one concern is homeland security and the southern border. Now, I don't believe I'd be out of line to make the comment that the nation's DEI practices have done nothing but encourage more illegal immigration. After all, in their rush to include everyone in diversity, equity, and inclusion, they also apply these practices to illegal immigrants. What does that accomplish? Well, sanctuary cities are an example where local citizens are being deprived of their basic right of security and safety by an onslaught of illegal immigrants. In the face of DEI practices, taxpayers are now footing the bill for food, clothing, shelter, medical and psychiatric care, and in some places actually handing out money. But the argument is we should be inclusive of everyone and embrace diversity and equity for all. Rubbish. The recent spate of criminal activity by illegal immigrants should certainly open the eyes of those practicing DEI. And what of the Endangered Species Act? That should have been modified and/or relegated to the dumpster years and years ago. I would argue modification would be acceptable if the human element was included in the list of things that make up an endangered listing. But again, those that stand and cheer when yet another endangered species is listed, by and large, are not affected by the listing at all. The vast majority of funding of so-called environmental justice groups comes from the East Coast, where just a fraction of the land is public land. Some states on the East Coast, it's as low as 3 or 4%. Therefore, the Endangered Species Act does not apply to the vast majority of situations there. It only applies out here in the West and, of course, throughout the Midwest. So again, it's a simple question. Have we gone too far with both of these ideas? Well, the simple answer is yes, we have. And it needs to change ASAP. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.